Alpond is one of my favorite ones because it is a place, we've always called it Alpond. One rarely sees owls there, but it's almost the only place where you ever do see owls, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it might be 5 years between seeing owls, but it's where people see owls when they see owls. And I have a picture of an owl in the tree right there, but it was in, you know, 5 years before I saw another owl in the tree right there. And it was one place where I have an app on my phone from, it's called iBird. And it, one of the features of the app is that you can do bird calls with it. And they're actual from the Cornell Ornithology Lab. And so I was back there one time just thinking, oh, I need something to lift my spirits. And so I did a barred owl call on my phone thinking, this is, you know, like one out of a million chance. And an owl came flying in to respond. And that was right by Alpond. And I mean, so it's like the owl mecca, but you practically never see an owl there. So you could wait there for years and not see an owl. But it's Alpond because it's where you do see owls. And I've seen owls in other places too. Owls are so cool because they fly low and they're silent and they're big. So all of a sudden there's one over your shoulder and it's like, where did it come from? We're in the middle of the woods. How can this be? How do they not hit the trees?
They're so big.
They can be really big, yeah. And we have a couple of different kinds of owls here. But the barred owls are the ones that I see the most frequently.